Time to look at developments on the market here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM. It's mostly red apart from financials, ending the day up in the green, while the all-share resources, industrials, gold and the top 40 end the day down. Portfolio manager at Vestact Asset Management, Bright Khumalo, joins us in studio. Good evening, Bright.
Good evening to me. It's lovely to be here.
Talk us through the day's market developments. What happened?
Yes. Looking at the market today, Dumi, we closed down about 0.5%, and dragging us down was the Resources 10 Index, which was down at 3.6% at some point during the day. I see now it closed down only 2.3%. The other indices basically closed flat, the Industrial 25 and the Financial 15s specifically. But if you look at the top 40 winners and losers, we saw Kumba Iron Ore closing up 3%. Nepi Rockcastle closed up 2.2% and MTN closed up 1.8%. In the losers column, we saw Glencore closed down 3.44%, Steinhoff closed down 3%, and Anglo Platinum at down 2.7%. So crossing over to our company news, Dumi, yesterday we saw Bidcorp coming up basically with the quarterly numbers or update, if you want to call it that. The company said that trading in their first quarter has been reasonably positive. You remember this company makes 90% of their revenues outside of South Africa, and you know the 10% is only made here in South Africa. So all their businesses, meaning their food services businesses, are doing well in their local currencies, which is good if you look at it now in retrospect with the rand where it is today at 14 rand 30, 40, whatever you want to call it. And even the UK business is doing somewhat well, apart from the logistics business, which that business is taking some heat, but not a lot of heat. Management is on top of it because it's a small part of the business. Their bigger market is the Australia market and the New Zealand market, where they have up to 40% of market share that side in terms of their routes to market. This is a very interesting business, Dumi, because your customer here, I'll just make an example, is a restaurant owner. So let's say you're a restaurant owner and I'm the food services, the Bidcorp business, and if I can convince you and your friends in the same street to buy my products or for me to deliver the product to you, if I come to one person, it's a bit expensive, but as soon as I add more people into that, that becomes pure margin, pure profit. And if I can convince you as the customer to add into your existing basket, that actually even makes it even more profitable for me to come through that route. So that makes this business very interesting. And because now they're investing a lot into things like innovation, their reps can actually come into your business and say, oh, you sell burgers, and people that sell burgers usually use these materials more, so you know, these lettuce, this cheese, and it's cost effective for them, so you can stay competitive by using us. So these guys, you know, they're also making their customer become more efficient in the process, to make them more profitable so they can actually live longer, which makes this business live longer as well. So unlike technology businesses, which have what we call dog sort of like lifespan, where they grow very fast, and when they die you know, very fast as well. You remember BlackBerry and Nokia, to be specific. This one, you know, you build the business very slowly, but you get to enjoy the fat for much longer, you know, going into the future, because once you've built this network of customers, it's very hard to penetrate that market, those network effects, which makes sense why the growth strategy for Bidcorp has been to, when it wants to go to a new market, they buy an existing business, probably family owned, maybe the owner is old and, you know, they want to retire, and then they operate using that brand before they rebrand it to, you know, Bidfood Services, which is very interesting. And this market is very fragmented, so there's a lot of potential for growth. If you look at those numbers, they've bought businesses for about 600 million, of which they will generate earnings of about 100 million from those businesses. And those businesses, that's before those once-off costs. So, you know, that's after the once-off costs. So, you know, if you look at the next earnings season, that 100 million number should be much larger, you know, including growth. So this is a very exciting business. This is a business that we own at Vestact in a very, very major way in terms of the food services industry.
Sounds like healthy business there. Now talk us through Stadio's triple BEE deal.
Yes, so Stadio basically came up with a very simple BEE deal, saying it's going to be a 200 million deal or 300 million deal, where 100 million goes goes to Brimstone already. We've known that. And 200 goes to the public. You and I can, you know, go and buy these shares for a minimum of 50,000 rand. So they're cutting.
You and I. Maybe you, sir.
So they're cutting out all the unnecessary admin costs, which makes sense. And the offer price is what they actually released today, because initially on the prospectus, they said it would be 2 rand 96 cents.
Okay.
Or the average price multiplied by 0.8, meaning a 20% discount from the 30th of October to today. So the average price of that with a 20% discount, so the lower of the two would be what, you know, will be the price that the PE shares are placed at. So they will be placed at 2 rand 96 cents because the view up was around 5 rands. That's a bit higher than the 2 rand 96. But the good news here is that as a black shareholder, you're already going to be 60 to 70% in the green if you do get allocated those shares. It's very exciting. It's a very empowering deal.
Interesting. Lastly, what's that fun fact of the day that you're known for?
Yes, our fun fact of the day today, Dumi, is Nintendo has become the most traded company by value of shares traded this century on the Tokyo stock market.
Wow.
So, you know, if you look at the century, it's 100 years. Mm. The fact that Nintendo has been around for that long says something about Japanese continuous excellence.
I will not comment because I really don't like all these gadgets, especially where small people are involved. We'll leave it there for this evening. Portfolio Manager at Vestec Asset Management, Bright Kumalo, with the day's market wrap.